so cute that every Sunday you put that cushion down and none of you ever sit on it. It's as if you were expecting some other kids to come up and you wanted to have a place for them to be. So everybody get up and come stand over here because I need you to... I have some... It's one of those. I know. It's one of those children's sermons. Oh, why do you do this, Pastor? Come on. Come on over here. That's all right. Your parents ask the same thing all the time. Stand up. Get the whole sermon, the children's sermon. Now we have to sit down and be quiet. You ready? All right, so I don't know if you guys know this song, but it involves some actions. How many of you can clap? Let's hear you clap. Two big claps. All together, ready? Not bad, not bad. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. Very good. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, turn around. Ready for this one? If you're happy and you know it, eat some bread. What happened?
We need communion.
You need communion for bread. Well, let's try. Maybe you didn't hear it right. Ready? If you're happy and you know it, eat some bread. The disciples did the same thing. All the people that were around Jesus, when Jesus said, everybody, you have to eat my flesh, they all looked just like you. Huh? Well, we're used to stomping our feet and we're used to clapping our hands, but what's this bread-eating thing? Yeah, Jesus said, eat this bread. Eat my flesh. Eat. I'm the bread of life. And everybody wondered the same thing. So what does that mean, do you think, that Jesus is the bread of life that you're supposed to eat? What do you think?
Everything.
Eat everything? That's what I do, obviously. I think it has to do with the fact that God brings God's love through Jesus, and we're supposed to take that inside of us. So maybe we could make up our own action for eating bread. What do you think it should look like? Okay, that's, good Lutherans, very literal. Yeah. Yeah, we eat bread, we kind of, or in my case, it's like, except here's how I would eat bread. I would break it off, I'd put butter on it, and then I would eat it, but that would take too long. What if maybe when Jesus says, eat my flesh and drink my blood, he means something else? Time will come soon when you don't come up for these anymore, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, no, what if it's about love? So, if you were going to do a sign for love, what would that look like? Come on, be creative. Let's see. Oh, how lovely. Did you ask? Do you have one? That's making bread. Yeah, well, you can tell me about that a little bit. How about if we do a hug? Can you hug yourself? And then more importantly, what if you hug somebody else? You ready? Everybody stand up. Ready? We're going to try the song again. Don't give me that. You ain't that cool yet. Couple more years you can give me that attitude, but not today. Today be a kid and love it. Ready? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, eat some bread. Come on, hug! Hug! Hey! If you're happy and you know it, eat some bread. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, eat some all together? Bread. Good. Good job. Thank you all. You can go back to your places.